With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Nebraska will become the first state to implement new work requirements for some people with Medicaid health insurance. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Nebraska's Republican governor announced that the requirement would take effect in the state May 1st and could impact about 30,000 people who have slightly higher incomes than traditional Medicaid beneficiaries. The law, signed by President Trump earlier this month, mandates that people ages 19 to 64 who have Medicaid coverage work or perform community service at least 80 hours a month or be enrolled in school at least half-time to receive and keep coverage. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. military has intensified its operations against suspected drug trafficking vessels believed to be originating from Venezuela. Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri says he has viewed videos of the strikes and reviewed the legal justification for the military action.
He's designated a handful of cartels as terrorist organizations, transnational, because they're moving people and drugs into the United States, and 100,000 people a year are dying from the poison. So he's right to do that. And just like we've done in other parts of the world, the commander-in-chief, then the Department of War, and then, of course, who he designates, Admiral Bradley, has the ability to take out those terrorists who are on a mission to poison Americans.
The Missouri Republican was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. A Kremlin envoy says peace talks on a U.S. proposed plan to end the nearly four-year war in Ukraine are proceeding constructively in Florida. The Ukrainian president says they're moving quickly. Talks are part of the Trump administration's push for peace. TikTok has signed a deal to form a new U.S. unit with three American investors, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX, holding a majority stake. This ensures TikTok can continue operating. This is SRN News. Eastern Orthodoxy in the U.S. is experiencing a surge in converts, particularly due to online content. Sometimes called America's best-kept secret, Orthodoxy is embraced by about 1% of adults, according to Pew Research Center. But a heightened online profile has led to two waves of converts since the pandemic. Young single men are often cited as the driving force behind this trend, but preliminary data suggests the most recent influx of converts is more diverse, with many Black and Hispanic people, women, and young families joining too. A group of students and professors at public universities across Alabama are asking an appeals court to halt a state law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public schools. The state law prohibits schools and universities from using state funds for any programs or curriculum that endorse divisive concepts related to race, religion, and so-called gender identity. The Alabama measure first took effect last year. This is SRN News. Here's some good news. Teen use of alcohol, nicotine, and pot remain low.
A national survey by the University of Michigan shows that teen use of alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana remain at record lows. Two-thirds of 12th graders reported no use of those substances in the past 30 days. That's a significant drop from 30 years ago. 82% of 10th graders reported no recent use, and 91% of 8th graders said the same. However, there are slight but concerning increases in heroin and cocaine use, and teens do consume a lot of energy drinks. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Auction bidders have spent top dollar for some of the final pennies to be circulated in this country before the government ends the cents production. The U.S. Mint sold over 232 3-cent sets for a whopping $16 million. This is SRN News.